Amen. That was good. Praise the Lord. Longer I serve Him, sweeter He grows. God saved me about 40-some years ago, and I had never regretted it. I tell you, it's good to be here in my home church tonight to preach the Word of God. I've been preaching down at that other church now, be a year. Don't seem like it's been that long, but it has. But if you have your Bible, let's turn to Romans chapter number 6. Over in Romans chapter number 6. If you need a good church to go to and you don't have them, we'll come up here. Westside Baptist. You're a great man of God. Brother Joel Hyatt's a great preacher. Over in Romans chapter 6, I'm going to read about 6 verses. And I'll read the whole chapter for over with. Romans chapter 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live and longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into the death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we shall not serve sin. Father, thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your love. Thank You, God, for churches that stands on the Word of God and doesn't bend or bow to the world. We ask You, God, You bless this church. I pray, God, You bless my church down in Waxhaw. I ask You, dear God, to help us, God, that we might be a witness everywhere we go. Bless the service tonight, God. There'd be one out there lost and undone without God. Let them get saved before it's everlasting too late. I believe the Lord's coming at any time, and I'm looking for it. And I ask You that they might get saved in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach just for a little bit on dethroning sin. Dethroning sin. In Romans 6:12, it says, Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. And when we lost and born again, you was dead to trespasses and sin. And therefore the devil had control over your body. And he took charge of it, and you did what he wanted you to do, and you went where he wanted you to go, and you just lived for the devil. You said, no, that ain't how it is. But my Bible tells me that you're dead in trespasses and sin. I was dead, and then August 15th, 1976, I become alive in Jesus Christ. Jesus saved my soul, and I become alive in Him. And that's what we're talking about tonight here. Dethroning sin. Getting sin out of your life. And you say, well, I don't have sin in my life. Well, you're telling a lie because you do. If you say that you don't sin, but you do sin, that's a lie. And I tell you, watch it coming forth from your mother's womb, speaking lies and of the devil. But I tell you this night, you don't have to be that way. You can get the sin out of your life. All you have to do is call out to the Lord Jesus Christ, have Him come into your heart, and Him open the heart way of your life unto Him, that ye might walk and thereafter Him. And you know, every Christian must face the conflict of sin daily in his life. It's not sin to be tempted, but it is sin to yield to that temptation. You know, too many Christians have enthroned sin. They brought sin in, and they got sin in their life, and they're not living for God like they should be. Should be sold out and living for God, and they're not. They do the things that they shouldn't do, go places they shouldn't go. You think, well, what's the difference in a saved man and a lost man. A saved man should be a big difference. Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, but all things become new. So if you have sin in your life, you're of the devil. And I'll tell you, if you get saved and born again, God, the Word comes in your heart like a sharp two-edged sword and goes about, cuts that soul and that flesh away, and therefore the flesh is full of sin. I mean, your body wants to sin every day. I mean, the Bible says if you know to do good and do it not, you sinned. And as many people, well, everybody sins. It's just the thing is, Jesus Christ is my Father. He saved my soul. He washed me clean by the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, I don't have that sin nature no more inside my spirit is covered with the blood. My soul's been washed. I'm saved and born again, and I don't want to do the things of the devil. Now, this flesh wants to do stuff. It wants to go out and do wicked and vile things. But thank God for that blood that takes away the sin of the world. Yielding to temptation will ultimately bring judgment from God. I mean, He'll bring judgment if you yield to temptation. Every born-again person can and must be victorious over sin. How may one dethrone sin? How do you get rid of sin? You'll get it out of your life. Well, by relying on the identification with Christ in baptism. I mean, as a picture of death here that you see in the Word of God that is talking about. And when in verse 3 it said, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. When I got saved and I got baptized, I was baptized representing the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Jesus saved me, and therefore I went under the water, when I put down under the water, and I rose again, like Jesus Christ went down in the grave and come up again. And therefore, it's a picture of the death. And if you're saved and you got the blood applied, you have that picture in your mind of Jesus Christ saving your soul, as in bringing you up and setting you up on the throne before God. So therefore, I'm dethroning this sin, getting it out of my life, getting rid of this sin. I don't want sin in my life. I want to do the things of God. I want to do what the Lord would have me to do. I want to be in the will of God. I want to go therefore be a witness and a testimony of the Son of God. As a pictorial picture of the burial here. You got the death and you got this burial in 6:4. It says, therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death. I'm buried with Him. As Jesus Christ was buried and I was buried when I was baptized, that didn't save me, my friend. That just is a representation that I am saved, that I did get saved, and that's showing that I went in the grave and come up again with my Lord and Savior. And in verse 4 and verse 5, it says in verse 5, it's a picture of the resurrection. And in verse 4 here, it's a picture of the burial. And therefore, we're buried with Him. So we go down. And then it's a picture of a resurrection as you rose again from the grave. And you're dead in trespasses and sin. And then when you die to Christ and you die and you just give it all up and you go and the Lord takes over, you go, therefore, you're buried with Him in baptism. And then in your picture of a resurrection in verse 5 and 4 and 5, it says that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. When you're saved and born again, you walk in a new life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. That's the newness of life that comes inside of you, and you start walking in a new life. You don't go down that same road you go down. You're going down a new road. You get up out of that ditch that you was in, and you get yourself all cleaned up, and then you go on a walk, that straight, narrow walk for God. And you're saved by the blood and the devil can't do nothing about it. Many arrows and many darts and all kind of trouble will come against you, but you can't go to hell because you've been born into the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ, into the family of God. I'm in the royal family now. I'm not in Satan's family. I'm in the family of God. And so therefore, there's a picture there of a resurrection in my life of where I was dead and then I rose again into life. Thank God I'm glad I've been born again. I'm glad my life has been cleaned up. My sin has been taken away. It's been washed away. When God looks down through the throne, when He looks down and sees me, He looks through the blood and He looks down at me and I'm saved and covered by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. Thank God I've been purged by that blood and I don't have to answer to the devil no more. Thank God I'm saved and I've been cleansed by the blood. And I'm glad today that you can be the same way. You can be cleaned up and washed by the blood if you come unto Jesus Christ. And then dethroning sin can be by recognizing the crucifixion of the old man. That old man has to be crucified, has to be put to death, crucified, nailed on the cross, and then he dies and he's gone away. And it's just a past fact. In Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We don't serve sin. When you're saved, you don't serve sin. You want to go do the things of God. You don't want to do the things of the devil. I don't want to go out and take drugs and go out and drink. I drank, but from a different fountain. I don't drink from the devil's fountain. I drank from the fountain of God, hallelujah. And I'm glad I've been birthed in that family. And I'm glad I've got a new creature. I'm a new creature. And I thank God when I go God's way. And I go and try to listen to the Holy Spirit and try to walk and do and answer the way God would have me to answer. Recognizing the crucifixion of that old man. I tell you what, if you got old man gets crucified in you, you'll know the difference. I got saved August 15, 1976, and my wife wasn't saved, and I got saved, and my life changed so much. In 2 weeks, she realized she wasn't saved, and God saved her soul. She cried out to God. Why? Because it's a past fact. It's a past fact. I mean, Jesus Christ, hey, He got to crucify that old man. And that old man was crucified in my life, and I changed and become a new man. I didn't like the things that I was doing. I wanted to do new things, the things of God. I didn't run around to the places I went. All I wanted to do was go to church and go hear the Word of God. My radio stations changed. I wanted to hear the things of God. I didn't want to hear these old country songs, old rock and roll. I didn't want to hear none of that mess no more. Thank God I'm glad I become a new creature. From the head to the toe, I was crucified. Under the flesh had been crucified unto God. And thank God I come up born again, walking a new walk, talking a new talk. Thank God, hallelujah, I was born again. Are you born again or are you just still walking in that same old way? I see too many people say, hey, I'm saved. They come down and make a profession of faith and they get out here and next thing you know, they come a week or 2 weeks and then you can't find them no more. They done got out of church. They say, oh, I'm saved, but yet you don't go to church no more. What happened to you? I tell you what, either you didn't get it or either you got it and you didn't want it. Something happened there that didn't connect. I tell you what, you come up here and stick your finger in an electric plug and you get both sides of the cable in there and you hit the positive and the negative, it's going to light you up. And that's what happens when you get saved and born again. The Holy Ghost comes inside me. It comes inside of you and connects. and then you're born again, and you become a new creature. You ain't embarrassed to shout and praise God. Raise a hand to the Lord. I tell my people, when God coming in, the Holy Ghost is moving, I mean, raise your hand to God. Say, thank God, praise your name, Jesus. But I tell you what, people are so embarrassed, but yet, you know, when you was in the devil's crowd, and outrun around for the devil, and go out into a beer joint or whatever, I mean, get all liquored up, bearded up, and you'd be all dancing around, acting a fool, and everything else. But I tell you what, I mean, you'd be sick, puking your guts out. But I'll tell you, in the house of God, Jesus comes in and can get in my heart. And boy, I get lifted up in the name of Jesus. And I can feel the Spirit of God. And I tell you what, I can carry that on for months and months because the Holy Ghost come through and touched me. Thank God it wasn't the devil. If Jesus touched me and give me something we're shouting about. Recognizing the crucifixion of the old man and as a present deliverance, just present right now. When it happens right now. You don't happen, you don't, God, Lord, come in and gonna save and get on your heart and you're just all tore up. And He says, oh, you go home and come back a week later and I'll save you. No, no, He saves you right then and there and He gets a hold of your heart and He breaks you down and picks you up and you become alive in Jesus Christ and you leave the house of God a new person. And if, what do? First thing you think, well, I won't tell it to a living soul. But the next thing you know, you get around people, you can't help yourself. You get to tell them about Jesus. You get to tell them about what He did for you. And now, I tell you, back I worked with Cannon Mills. I was here, and I got saved, and I went in Cannon Mills and testified, and people, and they told me, the boss man said, you gotta just leave your religion outside. Hang it out the back door when you come in. I can't do that, cause I don't have religion, thank God. I've got salvation! I've been born and birthed into that family, and glory to God, they can't nobody do nothing about it. No one can take me out of the hands of God. I'm there to stay. Yes, sir. Recognizing that crucifixion of the old man. You see people and you're around them. Hey, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. You can tell a Christian by if they're a Christian or not. And then the prospective provision. It says in verse 8, now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. Death doesn't have dominion over Him no more because you're alive in Jesus Christ. You can go into the throne room of God and walk right in. You don't have to get some man, some person to pray for you. You can pray for yourself and come into the throne room of God because your flesh has been crucified. You've been washed clean once and for all. And thank God I've been birthed into the family of God. I don't have to have somebody praying for me. Because thank God all I got to do is say, Father, and I'm there. I'm in with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we see here this prospect of provision. In verse 9, 6, 9 says, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. Death has no more dominion. Jesus Christ died and went down to death, hell, and the grave. And He got the keys of death and hell and the grave and come up with them and rose up to God. And when He went and presented His blood to God Almighty, and I tell you what, and He come back and rose again from the dead, and people saw Him, and people couldn't believe it. And Jesus told Tony, He said, put your hands in the holes, in the wounds in me. And He touched him, and he rejoiced in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe that one day Jesus is coming, and we're going to get out of here. In verse 10 it says, for in that He died unto sin once, But he that liveth, he liveth unto God. I liveth unto God, for it was God that gave me life. It was God that raised me up again. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he come down and died on the cross of Calvary and shed that blood, he did that we might have life and we might have it eternal. By the reckoning ourselves dead unto sin. That's how you dethrone sin. You get rid of it because you reckon yourselves you're dead unto sin. I'm dead unto sin this day. In verse 11, it says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the exhortation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we exhort Him and give Him glory and honor and give Him praise for everything. For He is God. He is the only one. He's the beginning and He's the end. I don't have to go over here and worship some big fat man up on a rock or go out here and bow down to some other god. I go to the Lord Jesus Christ and I call out to Him. And He answers my prayer. And thank God I know when He answers my prayer. He comes forth and shows me things and talks to me because He's alive. He's not dead. And then the expectations, the reckoning ourselves dead unto sin because of the expectations. In Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Don't let it reign in your body. My expectation is to be like Christ. Christ. I want to be like Him. I want to be like Jesus Christ. You need to strive for that. And when you get saved and born in, you'll strive to be like Him. You don't want to be like this world. I can't stand the way this world is. I get out, you see sin everywhere you go. Everywhere you go to the store, you see sin. And it's so bad and so wicked. I want to be like Christ. I can't stand the thoughts. The very thoughts and the sound of the sin of this world. And thank God, I believe we're going to get out of here one day. And I believe it's not going to be long. And we're going to go be with the Lord of the never suffer no more. And I don't have to hear the filthy words of the devil. Thank God, I'll be able to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I had a woman pass away last week in my church. And I preached her funeral. She asked me to preach her funeral before she passed away. She said, well, I can go now. Said she was going to go to be with Jesus before Christmas. She went one day after so-called, Christmas. She went on the 26th. That woman loved God. You could see her smile. You could see that she was a child of God. And I tell you what, I guarantee you, I told her when she gets up, I look my daddy and mama up. See if she can find them. But I tell you, the first thing she probably did was went and fell at the feet of Jesus. The one who gave you life. The one who took death away. The one who set you free. But then here, we see here that the explanation is neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness, unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. I want to be like an instrument that's used by God. I don't want to be an instrument used of the devil. So therefore, you got to stand in these last days, and you got to stand for something. I want to stand for Jesus Christ. I don't care nothing about this world except that it needs to be saved. The people need to be born again, and they need to look unto Jesus because He's coming back. And then last of all, denouncing, dethroning sin. And the way to do that, I said, relying on our identification with Christ and baptism by recognizing the crucifixion of the old man, by reckoning ourselves dead unto sin, by realizing we are under grace. Thank God I'm glad I'm not living by the law. I'm glad I don't have to go out and offer up all these sacrifices. I'm glad I don't have to kill all these animals. I tell you, if it was up to me, I'd forget half the stuff I was supposed to do, and then I wouldn't even get forgiveness, and then I'd be in a mess. But I'm glad it's under grace, by the grace of Jesus Christ, that He died on Calvary and shed His blood, that for us and you and for the little child who grows up big enough and realizes he's lost, and I'm telling you, for that wicked murderer, that wicked vile man, he can cry out to the Son of God and Jesus Christ to come down and save his soul and wash him clean and whiter than snow, and he'll get up and go and do what Jesus would have him to do, and would live and testify and be a witness for the Son of God. This life has nothing for me down here. All I'm waiting for is the sound of that trumpet. But I tell you, I got loved ones that I want to see saved. And so you just keep on talking and telling them about Jesus Christ. Grace denounces sin in 16:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. I don't want to sin because I'm not under the law. I don't want to sin because I'm under grace. Jesus died for me. I don't want to hurt Him and cause Him pain. Done enough of that before I got saved. But grace, when you say grace, that's a way of grace in your life. And living by grace, living by faith of the Lord Jesus Christ is the way that you dethrone sin in your life. Knowing, in verse 16, know ye not that whom ye yield yourself to service, to obey his service, ye are to whom ye obey, or whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Thank God, I realize that we're under grace. And grace denounces sin. And then grace encourages servant of righteousness. It encourages a servant of righteousness. I mean, you get out and you're saved and you're full of grace and you know that you're born again. So you want to do the things of God. So you want to be a testimony. You go down in a church or go down in a store and you just got a song on your heart, or maybe you get to whistling or something, or you're singing about the Lord, and somebody will look at you and think, well, what is wrong with that person? I'm saved. That's hot. I've been born and birthed into the family of God. I got a something worth looking forward to. It makes me happy in my soul. But grace encourages servants of righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that from that form of doctrine which you deliver, which delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as if ye yield your members in service to the uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness, unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. But now I'm the servant of God, and I want to do righteous. I want to do righteous. I want to read my Bible. I want to memorize Scripture. I want to hide the Word of God in my heart that I might not sin against Him. I tell you, you can dethrone sin out of your life. Grace produces holy fruit. Grace produces holy fruit. Sin does not produce nothing but rotten fruit. There's rotten fruit from sin. Holy fruit comes from Jesus Christ. In Romans 6:21, what fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. In 22 it says, but now being made free from sin and becoming servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. And 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So, in dethroning sin, we're getting rid of it, getting it out, cutting his head off, and putting God on the throne, and having Jesus on the throne all the time in your life, leading a victorious life. Conclusion of this thing is, victory of sin comes only to those who rely on the power of God. Victory of sin, it comes only to those who rely on the power of God. I rely on the power of God every day. I rely on Jesus Christ to take care of me and my family. When I have problems and troubles, I pray and cry out to God, because there's no other way. There's no other one. And I cry to the Lord, expecting Him to work a miracle in my life. Is looking for that grace to show up and that grace to appear. 1 Corinthians 10:13. "There hath no temptation taken, but such as in common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." He's not going to tempt you so far that you can't escape from it. And I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is with me day and night. Wherever I might go, if I lay my head down tonight, wherever it be, Jesus Christ is with me. I'm glad salvation has taught me to stay away from sin, to get him off my back, dethrone him. Don't let him try to lead you around. Don't let the devil use your flesh. He's saved and born again. Just cry out, "Leave me alone, devil. Just leave me alone in the name of Jesus Christ." Because for the name of Jesus is what took care of the devil, what took victory over the devil. It was Jesus Christ dying on the cross and shedding that blood. Thank God I'm saved today. Are you saved? Let me ask you, are you saved today? If you're not, why don't you cry out unto the Lord? Cry out for Him to save your soul and ask Him that He might come into your life. Appreciate Brother Hyde letting me be here. And thank you for listening, in Jesus' name. Amen.